Time for the rural news. Kim Moody is with us in Christchurch this morning. Kia ora, good morning to you. This is a really interesting one. We're going to do a bit on this in this program. New Zealand world leaders in island pest eradication.
Mōrena, Guyon, that's right. According to a new study, New Zealand leads the way when it comes to creating island sanctuaries and is responsible for nearly a quarter of international island pest eradication. The joint Auckland University and Manaaki Whenua study looked at a century's worth of invasive mammal eradication attempts across 1,000 islands. Co-author Professor James Russell says pest eradication's become an export industry, with many other countries seeking out our expertise.
I think New Zealand ended up in some unique circumstances where we were colonised quite late by both Maori and Europeans, respectively. And so we had a lot of our rare birds and rare fauna still here and persisting into the 20th century when modern conservationists such as Don Merton and others saw the impact that rats and other mammalian pests were having on them. And so we could turn that around by using a bit of Kiwi ingenuity and just developing tools such as the pioneering use of helicopters spreading aerial toxin to control these rats, and it actually achieved eradication. And we just kept developing this tool to larger and larger levels till we've eradicated pests from some of the largest islands around New Zealand. And so that has been something we've been able to export to the world, who've been able to say, what are you doing in New Zealand, and can we have some of that where we are, please?
And Professor Russell says the same strategies can be used to protect a range of species.
Although the bird species that are threatened may differ depending on which island you're on, it's always the same rats or the same cats that have been introduced everywhere, which is part of the challenge, is that when we lose these rare birds, that's a species that's gone extinct from the planet, and all that we've got to make up for it is rats and cats being on more islands.
However, the data shows the pace of eradications has slowed. Professor Russell says while there's about 1,000 islands where pests have been eradicated, there's tens of thousands that still have pests.
And you've been talking to a Canterbury farmer about more sustainable soil methods.
That's right. As we've been reporting, the very wet weather this winter has made it tougher for some farmers. David Burkett uses regenerative farming techniques to grow crops, including wheat and veggie seeds, on 200 hectares near Leeston. He says he was initially attracted to it because it meant he didn't have to spend as much on fertiliser, which has become more expensive since Russia invaded the Ukraine. He says other farmers should consider more sustainable methods. He's been able to reduce his fertiliser use by 30%, and his soil is fared better in this winter's flooding.
You're making it more resilient, essentially, and so when you do have those types of events, it's able to absorb more and really doesn't run off. We make sure we have the plants growing all the time, so we try not to have bare soil, which is probably one of the key risk areas when you do have those big rain events.
And David Burkett was recently named Arable Farmer of the Year in recognition for his leadership in sustainable farming and his focus on boosting soil quality. That's the Rural News.
Thanks, Kim. Kim Moody with the Rural News from Christchurch.